And we're back for a bonus follow-up episode. It's Saturday night. I mean, what are weekdays anyway? But Laurel and I are in Epcot, and we just had a fabulous dessert and drinks at Tutta Gusta, the wine cellar. Welcome back, Laurel.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And how was your, what did you get? Campari?
I had a Campari and soda, which is my summer drink of choice.
All right.
And strawberry sorbet, which was amazing.
It was really good. It was basically like smooshed up strawberries with some sort of cream, but it was delicious.
It was sorbet, so there was no cream.
Oh, sorry.
But yeah, it was delicious. It was $11 sorbet, which frankly is a little appalling, but man, that was good stuff.
But served by actual Italians?
Yes.
In the Epcot restaurant. And so the thing that we noticed was walking in was that it's the same menu now. So they're serving the Tutto Italian menu in Tutto Gusto. You don't get the antipasti and the stuff that you...
Yeah, exactly. And it's a condensed menu as well.
It's a smaller menu, right?
Yeah.
But still, it looks like the staff are still from Italy, which is rare right now for World Showcase, because we had stopped over in Germany to see what was going on at Beer Garden, and that was decidedly not German.
Right. The difference being that the dining here is run by the Patina Group.
Right, and they have other restaurants where they could.
Exactly. So they're not pulling from the college program to staff their restaurants. So they're open here, but Patina has not opened anything in Disney Springs right now. So Maria and Enzo's, the Edison, and the Hideaway are all closed, though Pizza Ponte is open.
Is open, right. So the pizza place is the one place that's open.
Right. But, yeah, there were lots of families dining inside Tutto Italia.
There were. It looked to be about a quarter full, which is good for, given the number of dining locations that are available in World Showcase.
Yeah, it looked like most of the available tables were taken. And the abbreviated menu looked fine. Frankly, it's Italian food, so they're...
I mean, there's pasta, there's...
There's pasta, yeah.
The menu looked normal. And also, Via Napoli is open, too, and that looks like it's got a pretty decent crowd. That looks like it's even more crowded than Tutto Italia.
Exactly. Yeah, it looks great, actually. Oh. It's a very, very pleasant night at Epcot.
And I had the cannoli, which was delightful. And you tasted the cannoli too, right?
Oh, yeah, that was really, really good. Just for research purposes, we should compare it to the cannoli at the food and wine booth outside on the water, just to
for research purposes.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, we also tried a couple of new booths for you at Food and Wine while we're here. We tried the Africa booth.
We did Africa, which was really good. I feel like I've had that dish before. Did they do it during Flower and Garden?
This was the white bean stew on...
Yeah, I think they served it during Flower and Garden. I think we might have hit it right before...
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was... So it's tomato, white bean, lentils on quinoa.
With onion. Like a tomato-based, oniony, spicy sauce. Not terribly spicy, but spiced sauce. Very good. Very filling.
Yeah, it was really, really good. We also tried you tried for the first time both of the things in Hawaii, the pork slider and then the spam hash, and your thoughts on those were?
I was not as impressed with those as you were. I thought
it was better the first time that I tried them.
Okay, fair enough.
And then what else did we try? We tried one more booth. We went to the Caribbean and we had the ropa vieja,
the empanada,
and then the jerk chicken.
Yeah.
And you thought the empanada was good, right?
Yeah, that was pretty good. I was a little surprised. I don't know why I didn't think it was going to be pork. Which was a surprise. Also, there were a lot fewer vegetarian/plant-based entrees at the booths this time around, probably because...
Condensed menu. Right. But overall, it was pretty good. And then...
But definitely the highlight was going into Tutto Gusto.
Yeah. So the good thing about that one is seating is available, but also in the wine cellar itself, especially during summer, it's dark and cool in there.
And quiet.
You can finally sit down in there. So again, a good time to come just to relax in Tutto Italia.
Exactly.
Tutto Gusto, sorry.
Yep.
Very good. All right, should we continue to walk for a little bit?
Let's do it.
All right. And I have to tell the story because I tell the story every time you and I are in Italy. But so when Laurel and I met in my office in North Carolina, I had a picture of Andrea Palladio's building, La Rotonda. Because I like it, so it's a square building with a rotunda on top, and I had a great picture of it, and it was because it's beautiful architecture. So Laurel was in the office one day when we had just met. I think we just moved in together.
Just met, just moved in.
Same day. And so you asked me about it, and I said, oh, you know, it's in this little town in Italy. And she said, have I been there, right?
Right.
And I said, no. And she said, and you said, why not? And I was like, well, it's in Italy. and basically we said is, well, why don't you just go to Italy? And so we planned a trip to go to Italy. And so we flew in to Milan, took a train, and we ended up getting there at like at 10 o'clock at night into Vicenza, the tiny, tiny town halfway between Milan and Venice. And so we're all jet lagged and we're all kind of goofy, but we're at this B&B run by a couple named Bob and Jenny. And so Bob is from New Jersey and apparently had left the United States sometime during the Vietnam War, and let's just leave it at that. But and opened up a B&B in Vicenza, in Italy. Great B&B, wonderful people.
Also, let's face it, just because we're old doesn't mean that the city of Vicenza isn't just gearing up at 10 o'clock at night.
Right, yeah, exactly, yeah. It was probably just getting started. So we're looking for something to eat, so Bob sends us into town, and we're going through like these narrow cobblestone streets, right?
Walking into town, not driving.
Walking into town, yeah, because it's a short walk. And we turn this corner and open up into the piazza, and it's just like Epcot. And we look at each other. We find the statue of Andrea Palladio right off the edge of the piazza. And then we turn the corner, and the piazza opens up like the clouds parting. And it's just like Epcot. And we both laugh, because I think we were jet lagged, and it was that impressive. And that's one of my endearing memories of us, you and me together.
Yes, and we liked it so much, we made a second trip out there.
Right, and both times we've gone is during the summer. And the one thing I would say, if you decide to do this, don't go during summer.
Do not go to Italy,
Don't go to Europe in the summer. Yeah. Especially that, northern Italy, was super, super hot. I would totally go back again, but like during the fall.
Yeah.
All right, let's walk towards, we're past the United States now. Let's walk a little bit more and see what happens.
Yes.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. All right, we're on our way out of Epcot, and we were walking by the nighttime dessert party landing between UK and France, and Laurel noticed that it was completely open, so we went down at Laurel. When was the last time you were here?
What, in this area?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been here for an event, have I?
I don't think so.
The last time I was here involved some not criminal activity, but...
Some rule breaking?
Let's just say Disney shouldn't listen to that.
Okay, so nobody from Disney should listen. But this is a viewing area actually has two separate levels. The first level that we're on right now has garden planters in different shapes.
Right,
that
it's the looks, one you can see from the bridge.
Right, it looks very French. But then you found sets of stairs that go down even farther, closer to the water. Let's go there.
Yeah.
And we never...
Did you even know they were here?
I did not know that the stairs were here. I mean, yeah, because obviously I've did something here once, but it's been a long time, so I forgot.
Right.
So the stairs go all the way down to the waterfront, and so Disney's running the boat patrols out right now. That's the noise you hear in the background.
Make sure there's no criminal activity going on in Epcot.
Right, because who would ever do that?
Not
and
us.
The other thing that you noticed, too, is that you could barely see Spaceship Earth from down here.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is. Ah, but it's beautiful, and you were right up on the water. You could not get any closer. Like, if your feet could hook onto the top of the rail, and you could actually touch the water.
Yeah, and there's a breeze coming off the lagoon.
Oh, it feels fabulous.
Yeah, the only thing it's missing is a fireworks display.
I wish there was a fireworks display.
We've got a look at the relaxation station.
Yeah,
which
so
is in
or across the water from Yorkshire the relaxation.
County Fish and Chips is
right.
The name of it.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can barely see the top of Epcot in the distance there, but behind Spaceship Earth, yeah. And behind us, you can see the Goodyear blimp over Morocco, which, how many times can you say that?
Just the one.
Yeah. Ah, and there's a full moon out, and there's no clouds. And look at how Mexico looks.
Yeah, that's cool.
And that's, I mean, this place doesn't suck at night. This place is really nice.
Yeah.
What is that, Germany? With the cat?
Yeah, because there's USA.
Yeah.
There's USA. There's Italy. There's Germany.
Yeah, Germany. Oh, yeah. They all look really good at night.
Yeah.
So fantastic.
The advice for summer has got to be... Just come late to Epcot.
Yeah, come like at 4 or 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then eat your way around. Oh, the other thing we mentioned. So we were grazing around the food and wine booths, and we think one of the reasons why Disney is running food and wine so early is to make up for the number of actual restaurants that are closed. So in France, Bistro is closed, Le Chef de France is closed. Marrakesh is closed.
All the sit-downs in Japan.
All the sit-downs, right. So they're doing the... Right, so they're doing the food stands to so you can have something to eat in World Showcase.
Yeah.
That makes much more sense. Cool, very good. All right, you want to take a walk around Epcot Resorts?
Yes.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. All right, and we're back. And we're walking now around Crescent Lake, starting with the Boardwalk Resort. And Laurel, one of the things that you and I talked about on the walk over was, number one, how the signage for the Skyliner fits in really, really well with the whole theme of International Gateway, right?
Right. If you can imagine the Paris Metropolitan subway thing.
The classic ones from 1900.
Yeah, or as it's going to be, the entrance to Ratatouille.
Right.
It's pretty much in that style, and it just looks so nice over there. It's very turn-of-the-century World Expo Paris. They nailed it.
Right, and it is a classic design. And the other thing that you mentioned this earlier when we were walking in, you like the fact that because cast members can't just smile when you come in and they wave, you actually like that a little bit better, right? So that's a nice little touch.
I like that in general, not just in Walt Disney World. I like the fact that the wave is the common greeting now.
Oh, yeah. So that's so that's good.
I've been doing that for 4 months, just waving at people.
Just waving at people. Yeah. Right, yeah. All right, we're walking up now onto the boardwalk proper. We're going to start on the wood section. And here, Laurel, I think the topic we want to talk about is, what are our dining options?
What are our dining options?
For Epcot Resorts.
So Epcot Resorts used to be the place that you wanted to go for dining options, right?
Right. It was second only to the Magic Kingdom Resorts, Monaro Resorts, for dining.
I was almost at 3 resorts. Sorry, Swan and Dolphin, 5 resorts.
5 resorts.
With a lot of very good restaurants, and then right by Epcot. However, we are staying in the Beach Club Villas right now.
Right.
And what are our options if we'd like a sit-down meal not inside up and not inside Epcot?
Marketplace?
That's not a sit-down meal.
Let's see. Well, ESPN looks to be closed. ESPN Club.
ESPN Club is closed. I've had the What's Open, What's Not from Disney page bookmarked on my phone for 3 weeks now.
Okay, so that's not open. And it says, Home, We Are Strong, Brave. Okay.
Okay.
But it looks like Boardwalk Bakery is open.
Oh, but look what we're walking past.
Oh, we're walking past what used to be Ample Hills.
The signage is down, y'all.
I'm pointing towards the heavens in remembrance of Ample Hills.
Sorry, Ample Hills.
Yeah. Now, the bakery is open, though.
It is. There's actually a queue of people to enter.
Looks popular.
Yeah.
Trattoria Al Forno looks busy, doesn't it?
Is that because it's the only table service dining option in the entire resort area?
It's also not bad. So Mike Scopa and I have this debate about the red sauce here, whether it's good or not. I think it's absolutely fine for what it is.
Whereas I don't believe I've ever been here for dinner, so I can't speak to that.
Also, the pizza window is doing some hopping business here.
Desperate times, man.
It's not the best pizza, but Trattoria Al Forno, not bad. And you and I have been here for breakfast, right?
Yeah, and no matter what this location is called, it's always, whether it's Spoodles or the Capora thing or Trattoria, it's always been a dependable place for breakfast.
Right. I mean, it's just a lot of standard breakfast stuff, so that's good.
All right, so we're walking past Abracadabra, which I know is still open, and I think you said you were going to buy me a costume.
I am. Do you want to go in?
Yes.
All right, we're going to go into Abracadabra. We're not going to record while we're in there, but we'll tell you about it when we're done. And we're not going to get a drink at Abracadabra because it's completely full and there's a line outside to get in.
Well, it turns out there's demand for a cocktail, something to take the edge off of these troubled times right now.
Who would have known?
But look at what we're seeing. It's movies on the lawn.
Right. So the back lawn at Boardwalk.
It's Princess and the Frog.
The Princess and the Frog.
And look at how many people there are.
There's a ton of people. And that's also, it helps that it really, really cooled off at night. But there's a couple dozen families out there, it looks like. That's good. All socially distant, too.
Yeah, all well-spaced. It looks delightful.
Yeah.
So we're getting over to the more retail side of the boardwalk.
Right.
The Weiland Gallery for your dolphin-based art needs. I assume that the Green Door store is open because that's where you can also get groceries for your villa.
DVC stay, right.
Yeah. So carnival games are not open. However, there are lots of people out walking the boardwalk because it is a really lovely night. No jugglers, magicians.
No, none of the live entertainment.
Dead entertainment either.
Clowns that don't be talking, as my friend used to call them.
All right,
Big River, not open. it's not the highest on anyone's list of anything.
That's sad, because Gordon Biersch is not a bad company. I've been to their other restaurants, and they're fine. They have good beers.
Yeah.
But that one just doesn't do well. Now we're coming up on Jelly Rolls and Atlantic Dance.
Ah.
All right, so Atlantic Dance is never really...
Never really done anything for me. I've been there twice, maybe.
It's the place that you kind of wander in, and then you wonder, how long do I have to stay here before I offend anyone by walking out?
Yeah.
But I hear it's good for events.
I think so.
But notice there's not even anything on the marquee.
No, there's nothing on the marquee right now.
And
also, Jelly Roll's not open.
Also closed. That's one of those places I went, like, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago?
Probably, yeah, closer to 25 now.
I remember it used to be known for being the one place where you could still smoke inside a restaurant. Do you remember that?
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that. You could smoke in there?
You could smoke inside Jelly Rolls. That's how long ago I was there.
All right, now we're walking off the boardwalk, and do you want to go towards Swan and Dolphin?
I think we can just look at the... We may not... Well, because of the soccer players, we may
not... Oh, we may not be able to get there. Right. Oh, we might not be able to get to Yacht Club either, because it's completely blocked up.
No.
It says do not enter.
I don't have words.
All right. Yeah, it looks like we're going to take a long way back to Beach Club.
All right.
Let's go over to the Swan.
All right. Do we know if these resorts are open to guests at all, or is it...
The Swan is.
Oh, okay. So what? MLS is at the Dolphin and guests are at the Swan? Is that what's going on?
That's what I would surmise based on the availability.
We see the construction for the Cove Hotel. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, the Cove, yeah.
Off in the distance.
So it's going to fit in there, I think, pretty well.
Yeah, well, it fits into this area great, and it fits in with the rest of the boardwalk just as well as everything else that's already here, which is to say not at all.
My concern with the architecture is it's not going to be crazy enough? It's not going to be outlandish enough?
It's not going to kill enough photographers?
Because, I mean, say what you will about the Swan and the Dolphin. When you look at them, you know it's the Swan and the Dolphin, right?
I will not comment. Yes.
Yes.
You know what you're looking at.
You know what you're looking at, exactly.
I mean, it looks like there are plenty of guests coming in.
And plenty of guests walking ahead of us, right?
Yeah.
All right, so this is the Swan. Face masks required in all public areas.
All right.
Good.
Cool. Maybe we can get a drink.
In the Swan. All right, let's go in. Also, air conditioning, so yay. Ooh, that is some good air conditioning. Feel that? You smell Italian food?
I do.
Oh, Il Molino's open. Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's your dining option, Laurel. Actually, that doesn't smell bad at all. I wonder if Kimono's is open. No, probably not.
I think that there are cast members standing.
Yeah, blocking there. It's not open. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. But Il Molino open. That's good to know. And it's doing some business, I guess, again, being one of the few restaurants that's open. Definitely helping out.
Is this where we bought $10 ice cream?
Oh, remember that time? Yeah, and I complained about it for like 5 years. It was Java Coffee Eats and Sweets.
It was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, but it's completely changed now.
It's completely different from the $11 sorbet that I had 2 hours ago.
Yeah, that's completely different.
No, we were doing a race.
Yeah, remember we wanted Ben and Jerry's?
Yeah, my race tradition was a pint of Ben and Jerry's the night before, and it was $10.
Back in like 2010.
Yeah.
All right, so this is the lobby. You're right, it is smaller scale, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, you want to walk over to the Dolphin?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Well, it's good to know that Il Molino is open for the miss one more dining option.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of it, but it, again. So that's interesting, though. Il Molino in Trattoria, two Italian restaurants things that are open.
Yeah. We'll see. But remember, there are fewer restaurants over here than at the Dolphin.
Right, so let's go see what's open at the Dolphin.
All right, so the Swan and Dolphin are encouraging us to download their app.
Right.
So.
And to walk to the studios. All right, here we go. All right, we're going to walk ahead.
Yeah.
This is actually a nice walkway between the two. It's got really tall palm trees lining the walkway. You can hear the water. You can hear the breeze. Oh, the Cove is going to look good here.
Yeah.
On the side?
I guess you're going to get through this walkway. I guess they're all going to be connected-ish?
Yeah. So, well, you'll have to cross the road, but maybe they'll do like a pedestrian bridge or something.
It's going to be the hotel that you stay at if you want to go to Fantasia Gardens.
Right. If you're going to build your vacation around mini golf.
Yes. around that mini golf. Yeah.
That particular mini golf.
Which, by the way, if you guys are wondering, Fantasia Gardens is open, yet Winter Summerland is not.
I know. And you want to talk about cruel injustices that this disease is put upon us.
I see a fence.
Oh, we can't get into the dolphin. We can only walk up to a certain point. And then fencing.
Wow.
So the dolphin is cut off. That's a beautiful fountain. Now look at it.
So no Blue Zoo,
no Shulas, nothing.
Oh.
Wow, how about that? All right, so now we have a long walk back to the beach club.
Yeah.
All right, then. Well, let's call it. Oh, look at the moon over the swan. That's nice.
Yeah, so maybe we can get lucky at Martha's Vineyard, get a drink in the evening.
That sounds good. All right, folks, we're going to stop it here, and then we'll pick it up one more time, either with or without Martha's Vineyard, at the end of the show. We'll be right back. All right, we're back, and we're going to wrap this one up. Last night, we went to Martha's Vineyard. Right, Laurel?
Yes. Everyone will be relieved to hear that I managed to get a cocktail.
Yes, and we watched not only hockey and baseball, but basketball on the Martha's Vineyard's televisions as well.
We were in a semi-social setting, being served alcohol and beverages and watching sports on television.
It was almost as if we're back in the real world.
It was very refreshing.
It was nice. And Martha's Vineyard was actually fairly crowded last night at 10 o'clock.
Not in a socially crowded sort of way, but as in all the available tables were taken, but nobody had to queue up to get a spot.
Exactly.
About perfect.
I'm still a little confused about how Yacht Club is closed off from everything else. And I guess it's so that you can't walk past the pool and see the NBA players in the pool.
Which is odd, because they could have just put up a fence.
Yeah, it's like the Yacht Club people didn't see the fence at Grand Floridian. But really, who expects the fence at Grand Floridian?
No. Nobody.
Anyway, it was a fabulous weekend. Thank you very much, Laurel.
You're welcome.
So we did Animal Kingdom, and we did Epcot.
We did Food and Wine.
Food and Wine, and then we walked around Boardwalk. It was great.
Yeah.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for this edition of the show. Thanks very much to Laurel for being on it. Thanks also to Aaron Adams, our producer. And thank you guys for subscribing. We will see you on the next show.